Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
Can he get it right in front of Bader on that near post?
Here comes the corner. It wouldn't drop to a white shirt. Now it has. Jones. Oh, yes! Jermaine Jones! What a cracker from him! USA level!
It must be The Weeknd, and no, not the musical artist, but the actual Weeknd, and The Real Football Show is back for another go-round, as we would encourage you. In fact, you'll see our posts, of course, up on Facebook, and of course, we have a Twitter account as well. We don't play with that as much, but you know what? You should be a guest on the show. In fact, Perk, who is with us this week?
Well, Adam, I'll tell you what. 75% of us were at the Korn concert earlier this week, so that's kind of cool.
A great show.
It was a great, great show.
Which brings us to Scott Brester. You know, Animal and I were there. Scott Brester, who's with us, joins us again. He was at the show, and Spurs fan, Mr. Brester, so thanks for joining us. And bringing Digger Hawkins. It's always great to have Digger on. Just back from a month or so in England.
Yeah, 2 months.
It's a little heavy on Spurs fans this week.
On Spurs fans, and we'll get into it. You know, Digger went to like 6 games when he was back. So,
yep.
Three at home. Wake up, football, drink. Wake up, football, drink. Or wake up, drink football. Is that what it is?
All of the above.
Okay. So, Digger, welcome back. And Scott, let's start with Man City. Just their ban. Let's start with kind of the bad part of what's going on.
Punch them right in the chimes, like, man.
I was surprised. So they get this ban from Champions League. I don't know if it's harsh. I don't know. But I was surprised that they came down with the ruling. Where were you guys?
They punched them that hard?
I wasn't surprised. And actually, if you hear Pep's press conference from yesterday, he kind of called Barcelona out and said that the president of Barcelona should watch what he says. So it makes me think there was something that went on when he was at Barcelona that is still under the table. And so he thinks that Man City is going to be fine and they'll be playing again next year.
Yeah, the assumption is happening, you know?
Because it's called, it was a serious breaches of European soccer's financial regulations.
Yeah,
I'm glad they went out and took it out on the Hammers this week, too.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for pissing them off enough to go out and just, not that the Hammers, you know, would have won that if they would have been in a great mood.
They could have delayed the announcement a week or so.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, they...
They can't be the only team that's... maybe if he's hitting towards Barcelona doing something.
I know Chelsea got impacted in the transfer window.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they breached it.
A slap on the wrist compared to what...
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I know the appeal is heading if they get back in. But
not even a one-year ban. You think maybe they'll just do a transfer?
We'll see.
Because that'll be crazy, because that means... You know, they're going to be the top four, obviously. They're going to finish second or third.
Yeah.
And that means your Spurs are actually right now in fifth place.
They went to Pep after the win over the Hammers, and they said, what do you think about the whole Barcelona comments about, you know, being suspended? And Pep said, if they are happy we are suspended, I say to the president of Barcelona, let us appeal. So there it is. I mean, I guess if that's the slapback, there it is.
They're even talking in England to the extreme of taking away their Premier League titles and even demoting them to League Two.
No way.
Yeah, and Pep's comment on that was, I am not even a League One manager, so he made it very clear he won't be there if that's the case.
Of course not. Why would he manage in League Two? Which is the fourth, there's people who don't know, that's the fourth league.
Right.
That's like single A baseball.
Yeah.
City are appealing it, by the way, to be banned from all UEFA competitions for 2 years. And UEFA announced that they would be excluded from the Champions League for 2021, 2022. also being fined $33 million for overstating its sponsorship revenue in its accounts and failing to cooperate in the investigation.
To tell you how big a deal it is, if you make Champions League, it's like $100 million your club gets if you finish top four in England.
Yep. Yep.
And there's when they usually do, so that's $200 million.
It's a lot of politics going on here, too. Yeah. That's a lot of politics.
$230 million they're missing out because they got to pay the fine. So that's almost a quarter billion dollars they could be missing out on.
So do you believe UEFA's process has been flawed and that they remain confident they will be cleared of any wrongdoing once their appeal is heard by an independent body? They told sources at ESPN, until then, the club will go about their business as usual. Oh, there you go.
That's crazy. It's something will get reduced. I guess I don't know how much, but
something will.
That's a lot.
Since we dove right into UEFA, we might as well get into the games that we saw this week. Whoa, PSG falling to Dortmund, 2-1. Atletico over Liverpool. That wasn't supposed to happen. Nobody would have picked that one. Nope. RB Leipzig, Red Bull, beating the Spurs 1-0. But again, this is like one of two, so there's a chance for a go, you know, a jump back. I don't think Valencia, though, is going to beat Atalanta.
No.
By what that score was, 4-1 Atalanta with that win there in those games.
Here's what's great about Champions League and the away leg is because even with that 4-1 throttling, if Valencia lost, right?
Yep.
If they would have got one more late goal, then they're the road team.
Yep.
So it's 4-2.
Yep.
And they get that away goal. It does make that second leg a little interesting.
Yeah.
You know, 4-1's a different story.
Yeah.
But it makes it interesting. And we talked a little bit before we went on air. The 1-0 Spurs losing isn't great because it was Spurs at home. But all they have to do is win.
Correct.
Right? They pretty much win. I mean, 1-0.
Red Bull got an away goal. So that's then that counts as, what does that count as, 2 then?
Yep. Kind of. But, you know, if it's...
If Spurs win 2-1, they're through.
There, yeah.
3-2, they're through.
Yeah.
1-0, it goes to extra time.
Next week, Chelsea and Bayern go up against each other. That'll be a great matchup.
Couple big matchups next
Barcelona
week.
Barcelona against Napoli, Juventus against Lyon, and Real Madrid versus Man City, which, again, the Man City thing, they're just going to continue as business as usual until they tell them to no.
I think we should talk about this PSG-Dortmund game for a couple reasons, because, and Scott, we talked earlier in the week
about
Giovanni Reina.
Yep.
The American 17-year-old. He got an assist in that game to Haaland, who's just scoring goals like it's
scored in the 69th and the 77th minute.
This guy, he can't stop scoring goals.
Haaland is a machine. He's a goal scoring machine.
And he's 18 or 19, right?
Yep. He's 19. I can't believe more EPL teams didn't go after him. I know Manchester United did, but
I mean, you kind of like PSG's chances.
They call that the yellow wall, by the way, Dortmund.
In Dortmund, yeah.
The yellow wall.
It's cool if you ever see videos of it. It's their fan base. They're great.
Yeah.
So Haaland, here he is 51 days later, basking its adulation. In fact, the article is in the New York Times writing about this Haaland kid. He is a big deal. He is like the next Mark. You know, he's setting the bar really high. He's taking these really difficult jobs. He's making them look really easy.
Yeah.
I can do this. Okay, fine. Everybody score 2.
They said for one of the goals, he ran 60 yards in 6.6 seconds.
No. He is so fast. He covers ground. It's amazing to see him. If you get a chance to watch him and come out of the back and make that run, oh, man.
And a pure striker, too.
And a U.S. sprinter's record is about 6.36 seconds.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you throw speed onto skill.
Yep.
He's just dangerous. Who wants to mark that guy?
I know.
Can you imagine marking him?
Yeah.
And so when he first got to Dortmund, he scored like 5 goals in a game, really, right? Because he came on and scored a hat trick off the bench. I think it was like 5 goals in an hour.
Yeah.
Or something. Then he came on again and scored 2 more goals.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a goal machine.
10th goal at Champions League, 11th time at Dortmund.
11 goals at Dortmund already.
Just at Dortmund and 10th goal in Champions League. He's killing it.
Yeah.
And the kid just got there. He just arrived.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, hey, you want to slow down and let us catch up with you? Bye.
How long will he stay at Dortmund before Bayern comes looking or anybody in England?
Couple years.
Who's got that? You know, will he be maybe even go to Barca? Maybe even go to Real Madrid? You know, going to, you know, again, the big boys in time.
PSG.
You know,
yeah.
Man United, Man City, Liverpool. Liverpool losing. That's a big surprise.
The classic Atletico score. If Atletico is going to win, it's going to be 1-0, right?
And I just, you know, you never obviously want to bet against Liverpool, but I just had a feeling that Atletico were going to get a result there because they haven't really been playing well. The goal that Liverpool gave up wasn't obviously a great goal.
Right.
And it was in Atletico Stadium.
Yeah, it was in Spain.
Yeah, and that's a tough place to go.
I was going to say the fans were crazy beforehand. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos, but the flares and everything along the streets.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty raucous atmosphere. Yeah. So, you know, playing in front of that's enough. And
But Klopp is going to get the cop and... all the Liverpool fans, from what he said,
fired up.
Yeah,
he said, "Welcome to Anfield." Is all he said. How he ended his press conference.
It is the Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM, and of course the show on demand at ESPNLincoln.com.
You're listening to the Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
It is the Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM. It's Animal Scott, Perk, and of course Digger just back from. I don't know. Do you call it a vacation? Do you just call it going home? Just making a home visit?
Yeah, it wasn't quite a vacation for me. Unfortunately, my mum sadly passed away.
So sorry.
No problem at all. But you know, I was lucky enough to watch some games when I knew she was okay. So yeah, I got to watch six games.
Six games in how were you there for a month?
I was there for over 2 months.
And you said these are all Spurs games.
Yes.
Three home, three away.
Three home, three away.
And I saw the video of the Liverpool game you went to.
Yes.
And you were like...
I was four rows back and I was right behind where Firmino scored.
Yeah. What a massive target Liverpool have on them right now. I mean, everybody, the visiting fans, you go to a team, years a visiting team, you go to their stadium, you just want to be that team who upsets them.
Exactly. They haven't lost yet. They're on the pace to set all these records, points records, wins records, all this stuff. You want to be the team that says you beat them.
We did it.
Yeah. And then, you know, from Digger, even though you're a Spurs fan, you can say you were at a game during this incredible season.
Yeah.
You saw Firmino score. Yeah. You can do this. Even their Norwich game, they only won 1-0. Allison had an amazing save.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of bad the ball. I mean, so that's what you do. You find ways to win. You're not winning 8-0 every game, but they find ways to win.
You know, I'll be honest. They didn't really get out of second gear against Tottenham. Firmino was probably the best player on the field that day. Henderson was very good. Van Dijk is an animal. You know, they're just a very, very good team.
In every position.
Yes.
Their defensive backs have just come out of nowhere and been playing amazing too. And
yep.
So you were there. You saw it.
Yep.
And you can say you saw him play down during this season.
Yeah, they say Alexander-Arnold and Robertson I think they work for the Mail because they Royal Mail because they've got the best delivery in England. So
Arnold's up there in assist. I think they both might be fairly.
There
high
was
there.
One game, wasn't it, against Wolves that he was just unbelievable. You know, and when we were back in England, some of us were talking about, you know, eventually. I know he's so good as a right back, but his vision is unbelievable. Eventually, he may be a central midfield player.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Yeah.
But, these games you went to, how'd the Spurs do overall?
Actually lost more than they won. So I went to the Chelsea game. We were terrible. Chelsea played well, to be fair. Brighton, we beat them 2-1. Norwich, 2-2. Liverpool lost 1-0. Southampton lost 1-0 and drew 1-1 with Southampton in the FA Cup. So, So I stayed at home for the Manchester City game and we actually won it. So,
just so you know how much of a target Liverpool have on them, just so that they can get the team distracted in any manner, bulletin board material. We've all heard this before. Atletico Madrid president Enrique Cerezo has played down the potential impact of the Anfield atmosphere on next month's Champions League second leg against Liverpool, joking that the stadium would fail a UEFA inspection. I mean, anything that you can say to just, like, be that, like, thorn in somebody's side, right, just to get at them. You know, and in fact, I think in many cases that this can like backlash against you because this will just make the fans that much more crazier when it comes down to these games. You know, Atletico got the 1-0 victory. Of course, they're going to, you know, they big puffy chest. Hey, well, look at what we did. You know, we did what nobody else could do in the EPL. Now they're like, oh, look at their stadium. It's terrible. They'd fail an inspection. Anything they can do.
It goes back to what Digger said about, you know, Klopp's going to get these guys energized, and now you're throwing some more stuff there. He's going to like, let's, you know, fill this awful stadium we have and get some crazy fans.
You can't beat a European night at Anfield. It's, you know, unbelievable atmosphere.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a fortress. But I think the big thing for Liverpool that will be very, very interesting with the Champions League, if they advance, is, you know, once they've won the Premier League, naturally there's probably going to be a dip. And, you know, how are they going to adjust to that in the Champions League?
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. You know, I think you looked at maybe Bayern Munich a few years ago when they won the league in March, April, and then, you know, they struggled. I think they went out early in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think so.
That's going to be interesting for them.
In the stats department in EPL, who's leading in goals?
Vardy?
Manchester City. The team?
Jamie Vardy is in personal stats.
Yep.
Second place? Give it a shot?
Aguero.
Yes, you're right. Aguero, always go with your first guess. And then Ings is in third place, actually tied with Aubameyang. And then Rashford and Salah are tied for fourth place. There's a lot of ties. A lot of people are knotted up with each other. In assists, who's in first place?
De Bruyne.
Yes, very good. Then Alexander-Arnold.
Okay, that's...
Yep.
But then a new name that I have not seen before in the stat department, Traore. Adama Traore from the Wolves.
Oh.
He looks more like a rugby player than a soccer player.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome to watch.
He's huge.
And he claims that he doesn't do weights as well.
That can't be true, dude.
No.
Look this guy up, Andrew.
No way. He's a leafy kid, is he?
Oh, no.
He's very beefy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be playing I think a few NFL teams are chasing him.
Absolutely, yeah. He's third in assists? I didn't realize that. I didn't know. That guy's a machine.
Matches up this weekend. Chelsea and the Spurs will start things off on Saturday mornings. Morning, yeah. I mean, Brighton.
That's a 6:30 gigantic game.
It's a massive game, yeah.
This can switch fourth and fifth.
Yep.
But is anybody going to catch Liverpool? I mean, they're at... 76 points. The nearest is Man City, 22 points behind them.
Liverpool's clinched Champions League already.
Champions League.
If they stop playing right now. Yeah, they're
said Champions League.
That's what I mean. They clinched the Champions League spot.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But I mean, in the EPL, are they that far out in EPL that no one could catch them?
They can get caught. The worst they can do is tie Spurs in fifth. If Liverpool lost the rest of their games and Spurs won the rest of their games,
so far up
and made up like 40 goals in the goal differential.
I think the only way that obviously teams can catch them, but they have to lose like six games for City.
It's a battle for that last spot there in the top five between Sheffield and the Spurs. Yeah. You know, it's a back and forth, right? The Sheffield United, the Blades. Yep. Look at them go, man. They got promoted. They're not taking any crap from anybody.
They're playing great. They're playing good.
I think as well, you know, you can't really discount Wolves, Everton, and looking at the fixtures of Arsenal, they've got a pretty easy run-in. I wouldn't discount them either.
They're on this run where they haven't lost in a long time, Arsenal. They're drawing everywhere.
Yeah.
That 4-0 win is very nice for them. But
yeah.
When we had Dunford on the show, we asked him about Sheffield United. What do you know about Sheffield United as, you know, being from that, being from England?
Yeah. You know, they're definitely...
Because it's Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday.
Correct. And it's a still city, very working class. You know, Wilder, the coach there, is got them... working very, very hard.
They don't stand still, from what I understand. No. They're not a standstill team.
No. And, you know, they play good soccer. And they were smart in the transfer window as well. They didn't stand still. They actually bought three players, and they've contributed to the team. The goalkeeper is very good. And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get a call up for England. You know, they're a tough team to beat.
Sheffield's probably going to get a win this weekend. They have Brighton.
I'll tell you two things about that, to your point, Digger, is first, so Liverpool has only given up 15 goals all year. Second is Sheffield.
Sheffield United.
Yeah. They've only given up 24 goals. It's the second best in the league. And if you look at the other two teams that got promoted, Norwich and Aston Villa, look where they're sitting.
We'll get into the standings here in a second. We'll get to that debacle here in moments. Leicester and Man City play Saturday. That's the highlight game on Saturday morning at 11:30. Leicester and Man City. You wake up early on Sunday. You get the Wolves and Norwich, then Man United and Watford. The Sunday midday game, Arsenal and Everton. A little bit something on there, and then Monday Night Football. It's Liverpool and West Ham. I'm not gonna like throw any like.
Maybe this is a team. This is the team that knocks them off.
It's gonna be. Don't, man. It's like getting punched. So Liverpool and West Ham, and so then we move to the standings. And yes, in relegation, it's Norwich, Watford, and West Ham with Aston Villa, Bournemouth, Brighton. All close to the drain.
Very close to the drain.
There's no other way to put it. Man, you can hear it circling behind you. That's it right there. That's the sound of circling behind you.
I mean, if you just need a couple wins, you just need like two wins.
I don't know. Again.
It might not happen Monday.
It could. As they say, any team can win on any given day, but it's just not, probably not in the cards. It is The Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5. 1480 AM, and you know the show is on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course on demand at ESPNLincoln.com.
You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
It is The Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM and on ESPNLincoln.com. Scott, Digger, Perk, Scott, here we go into the FA Cup. In fact, everybody chime in on this. It's the giant killer that you could be, and who's left in this? Reading is left in this.
Yeah, not so much giant killers are left. There's 16 teams left.
Sheffield Wednesday, we were just talking about. They're still in it.
The lowest team, so there's 10 EPL teams, 5 championship teams, so they're right below it. The one lone team not in there, Digger, is your Portsmouth.
It is.
Your hometown.
Is that League 2 then? Is that League 2?
They're League 1.
League 1.
So it's just below championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sixth. They're in the playoffs right now in League 1. They've actually won the last 11 games, which is broken their record. So it'll be interesting. You know, if I had money, I'd probably put it on Arsenal. But like I said before the break, the last time they played... I was there, and Thierry Henry actually got a standing ovation because he was so good.
Well, he was at that game.
Yeah, I was at the game.
Wow.
He was different level. And very rarely have I seen a home support give a standing ovation to an away player.
It's classy move by the Portsmouth fans,
particularly in England. US, yes. England, not so much.
Portsmouth will play Arsenal at Fratton Park, which seats, it says here, 21,000 people.
Yeah.
So Arsenal, and unlike the some of the games we've seen in the FA Cup where it's a rope.
Yeah.
This one's an actual stadium. Right. Actually, you'll have
just about. okay. Yeah.
Portsmouth, by the way, home of the guy punching the horse video that we had up on The Real Football Show here within the last 6 months or so.
And Digger was just home and he said he didn't know the person. No one he knows the person.
Correct.
He was not the guy who punched the horse.
Some of my friends saw it, but they
witnessed it.
Yeah, but they didn't claim to know him.
Okay.
So,
they witnessed it. They actually witnessed the punching of the horse.
Yes, indeed.
Derby County up against Man United. That's another one of those. That actually happening in Derby County's iPro Stadium, which seats 33,000. A little bit bigger.
These are bigger stadiums than I would have. Yeah. I guess Derby County's been around.
Rooney against Manchester United.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
And, of course, Wayne Rooney, legendary football, soccer player.
Man U, right? Legendary Man U guy.
Played forever there, and now he is the coach of Derby County. Is that correct?
He's player coach.
Player coach.
Yep. So he's...
That still happens.
Yep. So Cocu's the ex-Dutch international is the head coach there. He took over from Lampard, and Rooney's the player coach. But yeah, he's been playing every game. They've been playing him in midfield.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah. He's scored a few goals.
Nice. And they're up
Rooney-esque
there.
Free kicks. So yeah.
I hope he scores against Man U.
That would be good.
Yeah, that'd be
legendary. Yeah.
Teams that could get promoted that we would see as new faces, but not exactly new. West Brom, they're in first place right now in the EFL Championship, with Leeds United right behind them. Then the playoff for that third spot between Fulham and Brentford, and Nottingham Forest and Preston.
Yeah.
Preston and Brentford are names I don't hear a whole lot in on that list.
Leeds and West Brom were, away from the entire pack, and then both of them went through a really bad patch. And now, obviously, the teams have caught them, like Fulham, Fulham third place.
It is pretty close, yeah.
But I tell you what, I don't know if you guys saw the Leeds-Arsenal game in the FA Cup. Leeds absolutely played them off the park in the first half.
No kidding.
But they just couldn't score. And then, to be fair to Arsenal, they played them off the park in the second half. But Leeds, based on that first half, would finish in the top six in the Premier League.
Wow, that good.
They were very, very good.
That's high praise.
Yeah. They've gone on a bit of a wobbly spell like they did last season. But it would be nice to certainly see them two teams come up.
So you don't hear this a lot, but you know what happens? And that's, as they say, they use the word poach. Trying to poach the Real Madrid. We go over to La Liga to talk a little bit. Chelsea and Liverpool are trying to poach the Real Madrid chief scout, Califat. He is evidently the guy who finds these great players, and he is... They're looking to bring him old, which, again, being a scout, you travel, you see these kids play, and you're like, well, this guy's got some potential. He's good on this. He's going to the outside. So that's the he's a specialist, evidently, in the Brazilian market.
Well, it's a good market to be in. It's like in football terms, recruiting California or Texas, right? If you can get a guy who's in there, I think getting a guy in Brazil is pretty good.
He is evidently the guy that other teams are now looking at to bring him into their fold. In the standings in La Liga, no giant surprises there. Real Madrid is in first place. Barcelona in second. It's neck and neck between those two, between first and second, only separated by a point. Getafe is down about 10 points behind that, and then Atletico and Sevilla rounding out the top five in La Liga.
And those two, the El Clasico is coming up soon.
They were talking about a bit of unrest with Messi. I think he fell out with the president.
Yep.
And they were talking about him going to Manchester City. But, if they go down to League Two, I can't see Messi playing in League Two.
Messi playing, Pep coaching.
Right? Yeah. I don't think they can afford him.
Yes.
Right. especially in League Two.
Messi is in first place, by the way, in goals. Huge surprise there. Oh, and look, he's also in first place in assists.
First in both.
Yeah.
Then he's got his teammate, Luis Suarez, who is in third place in goals and is in second place in assists. Goal, goal, goal. Score, score, score. Wow. Assist back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And a week from Sunday is El Clasico, which that's gigantic then also because that can swap one and two.
Yep.
So that's very, very, very exciting to talk about that. We did that FA Cup. And by the way, I have dessert, but I wouldn't call it dessert.
Okay.
And that is a soccer player from France who has been suspended for 5 years.
What?
We'll get into that later. I have to save some things for tease.
That is a teaser. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't look it up because it's,
I'm trying to
always try and have a little surprise on this show.
Dang.
Over in Bundesliga, as we get into that, and we also got to get into MLS too. As we rock through all of the leagues, again, no big surprises in the standings in Bundesliga. A very tight race between Bayern, though, Leipzig, and Dortmund. 46, 45, 42 when it comes to points. And Gladbach is actually tied with Dortmund as well. I'll never get that name right.
You just ram it all together and just hope it's close.
Yeah, that's what I do is I ram it all together. That's what I do. Lewandowski's in first place with goals and 23 to his credit.
23 goals.
Werner is in second in assists. It's Mueller in first place with 14 assists.
And Mueller used to be the goal scorer.
Yep.
Yeah, he's sort of reinvented himself a little bit.
Yeah, well, Lewandowski, I guess that's what he just get the ball to him. And
Dortmund fans, by the way, could receive a 3-year ban at Hoffenheim. Dortmund fans set to be hit with a 3-year ban at Hoffenheim. Evidently, between the Dortmund supporter groups, and again, Digger, you can kind of explain this to us because we're all super naive about this whole, I don't know, fussing and Dortmund supporter groups and Hoffenheim, since the club was promoted to the Bundesliga in 08 with the help of Bill, knows a local billionaire. Dortmund supporters initially protested against Hoffenheim and Hop as they believe the club's arrival in the top flight potentially undermined the Bundesliga's football culture by working around the 50-plus rule, which stipulates that more than 50% of a club must be owned by its members.
Oh.
So they actually got mad about the ownership of the club. And there was fines given out, bans for fans at matches, offensive banners. Again, I can't read fluent, you know, German insults, so, you know.
I don't think a lot of the German fans are too thrilled in Leipzig either.
Because of Red Bull?
Yeah, with their affiliation with Red Bull.
Just because it has the RB in front.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't actually call them a Red Bull.
Yeah, correct.
That's crazy, right?
MLS has kind of put out a statement of like a code of conduct about banners and stuff and making sure they're not, you know, derogatory or anything like that.
Just a quick bit about MLS. They'll get fired up at the end of the month. As everybody knows, of course, our very own Sporting KC, which we are hoping for a much better season this year. They will play away first, but then come back home and play on March 7th at Kansas City against the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, I saw where their odds of winning like the MLS Cup were the same as Inter Miami, who's brand new. So it doesn't
bode well, right?
Cincinnati picked up the kid from Ajax, De Jong, CM De Jong. He joined FC Cincinnati ahead of the MLS season, so they've already picked up an Ajax kid.
Nice.
And yes, you're all right. MLS updating fans' code of conduct, banning discriminatory signs and language. Again, you know, these things are all in the eye of the beholder, unless it's super obvious.
Right. Yes.
It is the Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM and ESPNLincoln.com.
You're listening to the Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
Yeah.
It is the Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM, ESPNLincoln.com. Our show is on demand at about 8:30 on Friday mornings. And of course, the show is on live at 6 p.m. You may be listening right now on ESPN FM or AM. Couple of other MLS to throw on things to throw in. Miguel Ibarra officially signs with the Sounders.
Oh, he was a former Minnesota guy.
Yeah, Minnesota,
right?
United.
That's a big loss for Minnesota. Yeah.
The Chicago Fire sign. Oh, the Chicago Fire. What a team that was it at one time, and they have just fallen on such hard times. They sign Ignacio Aliceda as their third DP. And by the way, the Sporting KC game, I think that was just a exhibition. Sporting Kansas City surrenders their lead to Phoenix in the 2-1 loss. So again, it's exhibition, who you're throwing out on the field, who actually played, you know, we're a couple of weeks away from that.
Yeah. It's, too bad. Areola just got hurt in a preseason match for DC.
For them.
He's out for a while. And
torn ACL. He'll be out for
the whole year.
Six months, probably.
Yeah. And one thing I'd like to touch on about MLS, and Scott, you talked about this off air, the CONCACAF Champions League.
Yeah.
It's something a lot of people don't know a lot about. So it's the Champions League on this side of the planet. And it's it starts with 16 teams, four USA, five MLS, because Montreal's in there. And you said LAFC on their road game brought some fans.
Yeah, there was about 15,000 fans that went down to Lyon for the match. Now, unfortunately, they lost 2-0. Will Ferrell, part of the ownership group, he was there with the fans, and they looked like they were having a great time down there. So, representing MLS a little bit. So
he wasn't going streaking, was he?
I don't know. I didn't see.
You
that,
never know, so. Will Ferrell.
Go on streaking. Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Did you hear about the Cincinnati coach who had resigned?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there was a rap song playing in the locker room, and the coach, Ron Jans, is singing along with it, and the N-word is in this rap song. He's singing it. He continues to sing it. He says that word, and it was overheard by players. I mean, it's being played in, again, I'm not giving excuse for him to say it, but it's in a song. He's singing the song, and he says this. He
doesn't even really know what he's saying.
And he says it, and he said to resign. Use the offensive word in front of team members, so he has resigned. Not trying to be overly sensitive here.
That sounds overly sensitive.
But then there's also the whole, like, okay, what songs are we playing in the locker room before the game? Right. Let's make sure that we can all enjoy it, or we can all sing, which is going to be impossible because everybody's got so many different likes and tastes.
Well, and in the soccer world, also different,
You guys got
cultures
playing rap songs that are in other languages,
right,
even. So, I mean, again, and then not even picking on rap here, but just like, it's got to be songs that, I don't know how you, I'm going to play Muzak. What am I, in an elevator?
Right, yeah. Let's go out there and get them, guys.
I mean,
I hope there's more to it, but that's.
He had to resign.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I'll give you this this player ban.
Yeah.
This French soccer player.
5 years.
Shocking act of violence in this amateur soccer game.
Whoa.
Amateur soccer player in France has been suspended for 5 years for biting an opponent's penis. During a fight on the pitch. Now, we've all seen American football games where there's that dog pile and you can see that punch go flying in. And you know that's aimed right at somebody's chimes. We've all seen this. But this, I mean, it's a bite.
Oh.
Incident occurred between SC Terville and AS Sotrich, two clubs in the eastern region of Lorraine, separated just a 10-minute drive. So it's probably a derby for them. It's a big deal. Two players begin fighting. Unidentified victim stepped in to break it up. That's when the Sotrich player bit the Turville player on the penis. You heard it here first. And last.
So, you know, depending on body parts will depend on how long you get. Because, you know, I think Suarez only got a few months for a shoulder.
That's right. The lower you go or more sensitive you go.
Right.
All guys can go ahead and grab themselves. Victim forced to go to the emergency room. Got a dozen stitches. So it was not a
friendly knock.
No. Yeah.
Deemed to unfit for work for 4 days. Anyway, so they banned the guy for 5 years, and then they fined the club a very small amount because they're small teams. But the victim and the club were also punished. He was suspended until June of this year for his actions in the locker room and in the parking lot. So, I mean, it has continued. It didn't stop after this.
Wow.
Well, I was not expecting that. Animal, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I think you stumped us all with that one.
Always try and bring a little present to the table there.
That was more than dessert, that.
Oh, man.
I mean, you guys have all seen these soccer matches, and it's usually almost always winds up being stand-up, push-me-shove-you type stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it never goes to ground.
Right.
You know, but I guess it can. Wow. The worst fight that you guys have ever seen, either on TV or in person, you know, at a football / soccer match, what would that have been, you think?
Boy, I can't even think of what I'm sure there has. I just can't think of one offhand.
I can only think of that Germany game where that team was going to be relegated. And they brought the cops' horses out, and, I mean, there was...
That was Hamburg, just last year, maybe 2 years ago.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen, because I was, like, I was shocked watching it. I'm playing the role of shocked American now.
There is, and this kind of goes back to the Spurs a little bit, because I saw a Facebook post you made, Digger, bringing VAR, where Son gets a red card, because he kind of fell on the ground, and then he thrusted his foot kind of in the guy's chest, or...
So playing with spikes, right? We're playing with spikes here, guys.
Yeah. So it's going to hurt. And he gets a red card for it. Deserve, I don't know. But then the Chelsea game, the same thing pretty much happened.
Harry Maguire.
Yeah, because Man U.
Actually the same referee. It wasn't the same VAR referees, but it was the same referee.
They tumble out of bounds, and then the guy kind of thrust his foot.
Yeah.
Maguire thrust his foot.
Get that last jab in.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, did he do that on purpose? Did he, I mean, it was an extended jab, it looked like. but almost identical to what Son had. Yep.
Yeah, he didn't bite. He just thrusted his leg.
Bite. Dozen stitches.
Yeah, I'm not going to top that. So, you know, which one was the right call? I mean, it's the same thing happened.
Yeah.
One guy gets kicked out. The other guy continues to play and scores.
Scores the second goal. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Either Son got screwed or Maguire got off easy.
Yeah.
By the way, Yahoo Sports says that the Spurs season is on the ropes. I don't know how much stock you take into that.
They're the hottest team besides Liverpool right now.
They are. Surprisingly, right?
They say that because there is no signs of life because of the fact that they don't have Son and they don't have Harry Kane. Without those two, they feel like their season is on the ropes without those two guys.
And Eriksen's gone, too. What happened to Son?
He broke his arm.
Yeah, broke his elbow against Aston Villa.
Oh, jeez.
But he played on during it.
Yep.
Is that when he scored then, later? Uh-huh. He scored with the broken arm?
Yep.
He had surgery Tuesday, Wednesday, he's out at least...
They said the rest of the season here.
Yeah. Mourinho said the rest of the season. And actually, before I come on show, I was looking on Facebook. Between the two, they've got the best partnership of number of goals in the world between the two of them.
Wow. Yeah. And you would say, you know, for the season, three best players, Eriksen, Son, and Kane, probably.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're all not playing right now.
Yeah.
Really not playing for Spurs.
Again, your matchup, you're going to start things off on Saturday morning with Chelsea and the Spurs playing at 6:30. Crystal Palace in Newcastle, Burnley in Bournemouth, the Blades, Sheffield United, probably going to beat Brighton and move up, you know, unless the Spurs can do something crazy, which they can. There's nothing. It's not out of the question they've got their matchup against Chelsea. But, you know, that's you there, buddy.
No one wants to be top four. If you're pulling that sentence, like shows like last five games.
Yeah.
Leicester hasn't won in a long time. Chelsea hasn't won in five games.
Yep.
Leicester hasn't won in a while. Chelsea hasn't won since January 11th.
It's a battle to not be fourth.
Leicester's won once in their last five games. Arsenal hasn't lost since December 29th, actually, but they keep drawing. Everton hasn't lost since January 1st.
Scott, big plans for the weekend?
Not a whole lot.
What?
Not really. Just going to kind of take it easy, watch some soccer, and hang out.
Digger, always good to see you. What do you got going on?
Likewise, watching soccer.
Coaching somewhere?
Yeah, I'll be coaching in Kansas for two games with the club. So,
Perk, always good to see you. We got American Outlaws stuff going on.
Anytime. Check us out at theamericanoutlaws.com. You'll see a membership tab. Join. You'll get your shirt, USA bandana within a couple days.
I feel like we're in the quiet time of U.S. men's and women's soccer right now.
Got the She Believes Cup coming up in a couple weeks and some friendlies here and there, but a little quiet.
We can get that covered in next week's show. Again, thank you so much for catching on with us. If you would, maybe give us a like on Facebook, of course, or follow us, The Real Football Show, and of course, and on Twitter, it's Real Footballs with an S. And no stitches, no emergency room visits or anybody this weekend. All right? Keep your mouth where it's supposed to be.
On that note.
Careful out there, boys. It is The Real Football Show on ESPN FM 101.5 at 1480 AM and on demand at ESPNLincoln.com.